Right. We wanted to do it the right way, and so we have a calendar committee that meets every year to develop calendars. This year they developed two calendars and presented them to the board, and then the board makes the final decision on which of those two calendars they're going to choose. And they chose the second one, calendar B, and that has a first day for the students on August 14th of next year. And then we'll have a one-week fall break, which will be in October on the 15th, starting on the 15th. And then we'll have a spring break as normal, and that'll be on March 18th. And if all goes well and we don't use any emergency days or snow days, the students will be done on the 31st of May. So it's a pretty good calendar. I think most people like it. You know, there might be some slight tweaks that maybe individuals might have preferred a different way, but overall I think it went well.
And part of the process was a survey of basically all the players in this, students, staff, parents.
Yes, we surveyed the high school students to see what they thought about all the different options, and we also surveyed the staff on the first day of school, the support staff and the teachers, and then we also sent out a survey to the parents. They completed that online, and one vote per family. And we compiled all that information, and then the staff actually voted again on whether they preferred calendar A or calendar B. And so we tried to be thorough, and we tried to listen and to take into consideration all of the desires of the stakeholders. And so the board finished that process last night.